And finally, it's time for our gene of the month, and this time it's Picopus. Named after the species of Australian legless lizards, not snakes, they're definitely lizards, Picopus was first discovered in fruit flies in 2002. Working together with genes known as legless and wingless, Picopus has a range of roles in the developing fruit fly maggot, including setting up the basic body plan, guiding the development of the gut, heart and brain, along with the structures that go on to form parts of the adult fly, including the wings, and, unsurprisingly given the gene's name, the legs. And it's not just flies. Versions of Picopus have been found in other species, including humans. We have two versions of the gene, and Picopus faults have been implicated in bowel cancers and other types of tumour too. That's all for now. Next month, I'll be taking a look at the so-called compatibility genes. How do they work, and how do they shape life, love and health? If you've got any questions or feedback, just email me at genetics@thenakedscientist.com. You can also get in touch through the main Naked Scientist Facebook page or by tweeting at Naked Genetics. Every episode of the Naked Genetics podcast is available on iTunes and online at nakedscientist.com/genetics. The Naked Genetics podcast is brought to you in association with the Genetics Society, online at genetics.org.uk. I'll see you next month for another peek inside your genes.